present him with a choice he much more prefer to run. Waiting by the door, try to get down to noise. He heard a metaphor, say kid, your days are done.
On WEOL, that is a song called Jimmy. That is sung and performed by a new metal band. They are known as Ground State. They are here, a local band, and
I have actually three other members on the line right now. We have Aiden Smith, Connor Smith, and Matt Sakelli of Ground State. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the morning show on WEOL.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this is a very, very odd coincidence, guys. You know, one of your members is named Matt Sakelli. I have a son named Matt Sakelli. I mean, what are the odds of something like this happening?
I mean, Sakelli is a common last name, so.
Everywhere you turn, there it is. A lot more common than Smith. So we got two brothers, and then we got the drummer just kind of hanging out. Gentlemen, first of all, your name is Ground State. Tell us a little bit about how did you guys meet? Where are you guys from as a band?
Well, we're all from Bay Village, so we all go to the same high school. Me and Connor are brothers, like you said, but Connor and Doug have known each other since middle school, and I actually met Kevin because he's my best friend's older brother.
And Kevin is the bass player?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so we got basically Aiden, you are the guitar player. Connor, your brother, is the lead singer. Matt is the drummer. And then we have Kevin, bass player.
Yep.
He's out in the car right now, just kind of locked in, not allowed to speak. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, tell us a little bit about your music. First of all, it is under the category of new metal. What exactly is new metal?
So what new metal is, it's a subgenre of alternative metal. It came after grunge, but it's heavier and more melodic. Often incorporates elements of rap, although we don't really incorporate that.
Okay, so basically you got grunge and then you got nu metal, and somewhere in there was that industrial metal. Do you ever compare yourself to, or is any of that stuff kind of an influence to your music?
You know, we don't really incorporate too much industrial. Some bands do, but we're more just the alternative metal, nu metal.
Okay, and how'd you get the name Ground State? That's two words, by the way.
Oh, well, actually, it was our dad who came up with the name. He was a bio major in college. He was a big science guy, so he remembered the name ground, the word ground state from a chemistry textbook, and you know, he thought it sounded cool. So, you know, that's how that happened.
So, wow, if he was an economics major, what would you be called?
I don't know.
So, how does a new up and coming band promote themselves nowadays?
Our biggest tool is that we use our social media and YouTube. We're trying to send some songs into the radios that will play amateur bands. And we're making some t-shirts and other merchandise. And we have a big group of supporters that we always want to tell about us.
So where do you guys play out? Where could we see Ground State?
Well, we're hoping to be playing out by sometime in the fall, mostly just local venues or, well, pretty much anywhere that'll have us. We're going to definitely try to do the Tri-C Rock Off this January, assuming I have another one. So, yeah.
744 on WEOL. We are talking to members of Ground State. They are a local nu metal band from Bay Village. Here's another example of some of their stuff.
Coming, drive me insane. I feel the poison rolling through my veins. Story typically a thing to be, a picture portrait of reality. Jet lag, infrared eye flight, lapping venom, but there was no bite. Subconscious pulses begging to be free. Did you know what this means to me?
Yeah, I hear what you mean about things being more melodic. I noticed that basically the first half of your verse, one kind of music, and then you kind of change up the bass a little bit. So there's a lot of different musical changes in there, very musical. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, a lot of our influences are, you know, bands like Linkin Park, Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, Tool, System of a Down, all those kind of bands, they all influence our style a lot. We're all big fans of those kind of bands, so yeah.
And now you guys recently recorded an EP. Tell us a little bit about the songs on the EP. We just played two of them, by the way.
Yeah, we just did a four-track EP, which was kind of nice. We actually went in and recorded it in just 2 days back in June. It's called Digitalis, which is actually some sort of neurotoxin. I don't know. I heard about it in a James Bond movie, and I thought it was cool, so I used it. But, yeah, there's four songs on it, and they all just really showcase what we're about, our kind of melodic yet heavy style. And we hope to have a physical release of that by the spring of 2016.
Well, for those folks who cannot wait for the physical release, where can they go to hear your music before they get their hands on the EP?
We have a active YouTube page just called Ground State that has two of our songs on it so far. We'll be putting the rest up soon, so they can always go to our YouTube page to hear us.
Now, you had told me that you wanted to promote yourselves to record companies. What type of record company are you thinking of promoting yourselves to? And let me continue that question by saying, you know, in the old days, basically there was about, you know, six record companies, and people would go to them, and if they basically turned them down, they really had nowhere to go. Now, this was a long time ago. Things have changed nowadays. Where would you guys go? What sort of record companies would you go to?
Well, you know, now that we have a full EP recorded, we can basically send it to any labels we want. There's, you know, the big labels, the little labels. We like to try to get in a mix of each one. As far as sending, you know, how you do it these days, I mean, you just, it's the same as it's been for a while. You just send them a demo. Usually you can find their mailing address on their website, and they usually have guidelines about what you can send to them, but you usually just mail in a CD and just wait for any sort of response.
And in the meantime, you just promote yourselves as best as you can, playing local venues, passing out the CDs, just doing anything you can.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your songwriting. How do you guys write songs?
Well, pretty much Aiden just comes up with a basic riff, and then the bass line follows suit after that. Then I come upstairs and just put down some vocals to go with the riff, and then we yell at each other for the next few hours arguing over what sounds good and what doesn't. And then Matt comes up with a drum part to go with that, and then you have a finished product.
When you say yell at each other, I mean, what do you yell about? Like, those are the worst lyrics I've ever heard. I mean,
yeah,
cicadas,
much.
You're
pretty
writing
much,
about
yeah.
bugs. What's going on?
Pretty much. I'm like, that lick sounds stupid. Like, you're dumb or something, you know.
That's real nice. You can't be a little supportive of your brother. You know, can't you say, well, that lick is okay, but I think you can do better. That's stupid. What are you doing? How do you know when the song feels right? Some bands, for example, they have a 5-minute rule. If the song doesn't sound right in 5 minutes, that's it. We're giving up on it. How do you guys know?
Well, when we take the basic song idea, obviously we show it around to all the band members just to see, you know, if we all like it. And if we all like it, we start working on it. But when we get the song to a point where we're all satisfied with it, it's pretty easy to tell, because when we're playing it, you know, everybody can't stop smiling and rocking out. You know, it really sounds good. It really feels good to play it. So that's definitely how you know that a song really fits.
Two main reasons I had you guys on today. Number one, because you are a new band, and being a musician myself, always want to promote and help out new bands anytime I possibly can. Another reason is because there's a lot of folks out there in your situation. They're very musically talented. You know, they want to get out there. They want to play. I know you guys are still new, but as a new, brand new band of young guys, what advice do you have for guys who are maybe, you know, little bit below your level, who are thinking, hey, you know, I want to put some time and effort into this? What kind of advice would you give them in order to get their bands off the ground?
I guess we would really just say keep practicing, keep at it. The practices, as tedious as they can be sometimes, you know, you really need them. And to just go for it, really. A lot of people are too scared to, you know, take the initiative to go to a recording studio, really throw down their tracks. I mean, when we went into it, we didn't have any idea what we were doing. But you really just need to kind of take the leap and do it, and then everything kind of falls into place after that. But it's definitely really hard.
And again, the nice things nowadays is you have all these places you can promote yourselves where, you know, you know, 10, 20 years ago you didn't have. You know, you have YouTube, you have Facebook. I mean, you can very easily get out there. So, again, please remind us where folks can go to find your music. Facebook, YouTube, wherever, get it out there so people can find you.
We have a, like we said before, we have a YouTube page. So just go on YouTube, look up Ground State, and our channel will be there. We're having a great following so far. You know, I'm really excited. I mean, the band is really starting to pick up, I believe. And, you know, every time I see Aiden, Connor, and Kevin, like, that's on the back of my mind, like, wow, we are really, like, doing something. I mean, it really just brightens up my day. And now that, you know, school is starting, you know, we're going to be seeing them every day. So, I mean, it's really awesome how, you know, we can do all this, because I think it's always amazing when a group of kids who are musically talented can just get together and just put all their ideas and just all their abilities together and just make something work, and it's awesome.
Well said. And if you're sitting there at practice and it's time to go and you find yourself saying, "Oh, darn, it's time to go," you know that the magic is still there. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Aiden Smith, Connor Smith, Matt Zakelli of Ground State. Let's finish it off with Jimmy. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
No problem.
Jimmy was a boy, not like the other boys. Resigning with the choice, he much more preferred to run. Waiting by the door, trying to get down to noise. The early metaphors, the kid, your days are done.